Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
All right. Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right. Well, my name is Seth Killian. I'm here from Michigan State University, and I'm here with my co-founder working on the next generation of education technology.
Okay.
And we're going to teach students to learn a language in a much more efficient manner using artificial intelligence.
See? Artificial intelligence.
Go figure. So here's an interesting thing. Back in 1984, there were 125 students per computer. Yet in 2012, it's down to 1.7.
Okay.
Despite that huge increase in technology, we haven't seen any changes in student performance. And the reason is, so even though we have all this new technology, it seems like we're not using it the right way. And as all we're doing is we're taking textbooks and we're putting on a computer.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't change how students learn.
Right.
And having an app that has all these data points, like you were just saying, getting consumer data of how students learn a language, the mistakes that they make and what they need to work on, we can take and aggregate that data and actually make a much more personalized experience. 40 different studies showed that adaptive learning, where we actually change the way that we introduce information to our students in the order, can actually increase student performance in any other, better than any other teaching method.
Interesting.
Yet, like I said, we're not using it. So we're here to introduce that to the market.
That's awesome.
That's great. I have always been annoyed by the fact that computers have never been used for anything valuable.
That's the thing, we're not using it in the right way.
Yeah, all right, well, now you can get your textbooks as an ebook. I don't care. Computers are interactive. Make them such.
Right, and especially being at Web 2.0, where we're at the point where we're actually giving information, you know, on these websites rather than just receiving them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it seems like education technology has been left behind. Here we can talk to our card, we can make coffee with Alexa, and we can do all these great things,
uh-huh.
Yet we haven't improved how we're learning. And that's one of the big things that Linko Language Labs is working on to change.
That's really cool. So how have we implemented this technology to make that happen?
So here's what we do. Let's say that you're an intermediate student working. You already know some French.
Okay.
But the problem is you have a vague idea of what you know. No idea of the mistakes you make, what you need to work on next, or you need to go back and review.
Right.
So what we can do is we can figure out, okay, you're good at this topic, but you need to work more on this topic. And what we can do is, since a lot of the learners learn the same way, because students are very similar, we can see, okay, a million students know this word but not this word, and you know this word, therefore you likely don't know this word.
Okay.
By answering just 30 questions, we can make predictions on 5,000 different words that you certainly know, likely know, and most likely don't know.
Huh.
So here's an example. In French, the word hospital is hôpital,
uh-huh.
H-O-P-I-T-A-L. It's pretty similar. So if you're learning French, the likelihood that you know the word hospital or can learn the word hospital pretty quickly is very high. But then a word more obscure like déménager, it's probably a little more difficult. So we can look at how frequent a word is used in the French language and then how likely you are to know it. So we can run all these statistical analyses and figure out, like I said, how often you are to remember a word.
Right.
Okay. We can also model your memory and figure out when you're likely to forget the word as well.
Oh.
So we know exactly when it's time for you to review it.
What? That's awesome. I hadn't even thought about the things that escape our brains.
Yeah, because so just learning it, that's half the battle.
Sure.
Actually remembering it is the second part.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I learned French in school enough that I watched comedians in French and laughed and enjoyed it. Today?
No, right, absolutely.
It's gone. For the I mean, sometimes at an event like this, I'll hear it and I'll be able to pick up loosely what's happening, mm-hmm. but I couldn't interact with them back. It'd be totally gone.
Absolutely, and that's the important thing, that you need to actually use the language. It's
yeah.
use it or lose it. And so one of the big things that Linko is looking to do is to take all these existing technologies out there and then implement them for the purpose of education and learning a language. And we think there's a huge market. I mean, 10.4 million students are enrolled in either French or Spanish just in the U.S. annually.
Wow.
So there are a lot of students that are looking for these resources. And one of the cool things we found is when we started going to teachers and saying, this is what we'd like to do, there was an overwhelmingly positive response.
That's
like,
good.
Why hasn't this been here already?
Right.
Which was your question, too.
Exactly.
Why didn't we already have this?
That was a big thing. So I've been a French student as well. And the software that I used last year was the same one that I used in middle school 6 years ago. They haven't even updated it. Still uses Flash. And, I mean, it's absolutely archaic.
Uses Flash? How did you even get that to run?
I didn't. It took a lot of configuring. As a computer science major, it took a few minutes. But that's the thing. We have a $10.4 billion textbook industry that's controlled by four people, mm-hmm. and we haven't seen any innovation, and that's the result of getting comfortable in this monopolistic competition.
Okay.
So EdTech has been definitely on the uptrend in the last few years. I'm sure you've heard about it.
There's TED has a TEDx version just for EdTech now.
Yeah,
so,
and it's great to see the growth.
Everybody is trying to put a focus on it in a really great way. And it's good to see the learning process getting better.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen the stuff that I did is exactly the stuff that's going on now.
Right, and it's the stuff that even you know, my parents did. And that's the thing. We haven't really changed how we teach substantially in the last 100 years. It's this like factory model where mm-hmm. the students come in, they're all the same, they get taught the same way, and they go out. But the problem
is
that
the bell rings so that you know shift changes for a factory.
Quite
That's why
literally.
The bells ring.
There you go. But the problem is students learn differently.
Yeah.
What are their so clearly these French and Spanish are available. What other languages are you guys?
So we started out with French and Spanish since those are the most popular by a huge margin. And then we're looking to add other romantic languages, so like Italian and then eventually German. We'd like to add Chinese and a few other languages, but those are going to be a little more tricky. So the way that we've implemented our algorithms, they work really well with romantic languages.
Okay.
And so I think we'll start with those. But another huge market is the most learned language in the world is English. So going from... Yep. What we have is our target language. So, for instance, Spanish speakers learning English as well. So we have a huge opportunity there as well.
Absolutely. And so who is your target customer? Is it – are you looking to schools? Are you looking to individuals? Are you looking to both?
Schools are the big one because that's where we see the technology neglected the most. So there are great things going on, like, for instance, Duolingo.
Uh-huh.
And Memorize and all these other great apps. But those are only specific for the – personal customer. So it's kind of a B2C sales model. So we're looking to go to the instructors saying, we have this great new platform that you can manage a language classroom from. You can work on a grade book. We have this huge library of content and activities. And we actually recommend activities based on how your students are doing. So if your students are having a problem with the subjunctive, we can say, hey, here's 1,000 activities for the subjunctive that you can actually use. And the cool thing is we're kind of open sourcing our activities because here we have all these thousands of language instructors who want to create these new and modern activities. And then if they create them on Linko, then now it's in this open marketplace where if you go to Michigan State and you create an activity and I'm from U of M, I can see it and I can use it if you choose to share it.
Oh.
So it's a cool thing because
awesome.
The problem with textbooks is the moment that they're published, they're old.
Yeah.
And so here we have these things.
Because they were written 2 years ago,
right,
went through a whole process of being published. By the time they get to a school, they were written 5 years past.
Right. Exactly. So reading in textbooks talking about Bill Clinton being president and how like Britney Spears is on the rise, that's not super great. That's the problem.
In the grand scheme of things, I guess she is technically on the rise because she came out of – she kind of collapsed for a while and she's coming back.
Well, history does repeat itself, so I guess if you keep the textbooks around long enough, they'll come back. But that's the problem. The moment that they're published, they're not interesting anymore. And as a student, I can see what they're doing. Like, teachers trying to be hip, you know, it's a problem. And I think that sometimes they end up with more pushback than actual like buy-in from the students.
For sure.
But the Cold War?
But I think the ability for a instructor to actually create an activity from the moment that it's relevant and then share it with your students, and then if it's popular, share it with other departments and other schools, I think that that could be really interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then really to be able to have a recommendation engine behind that to say, okay, well, this topic or this activity covers these topics and these words. Here you are working on these. This could be a good match for you. And then the best thing is we build a native iPhone app. So now as a student, you can complete your schoolwork from your phone. And that's a game changer, because who doesn't like to do their homework on the bus on the way to school, get it knocked out?
How soon before it's available on like an Android?
Android we're working on. So we've used React Native, which has been great because it's allowed us to port apps and develop them much quicker.
Yeah. Right.
And so we're looking to be, by this fall, fully launched.
Okay.
And this fall, we're actually going back down to New Orleans to the ACTFL convention, which is the world's largest language teacher convention. Oh. And we're going to market to over 7,000 instructors. So it's going to be a great opportunity. And all the feedback that we've gotten so far, they've really been looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Great.
So we're excited for it.
So where are you in the process right now? Because you're a red badge. You're
absolutely.
Alpha. You're pretty early in the process somewhere. Where are we?
So right now we started and we have our mock-ups for what we're looking to do. Okay. We've gone back to the drawing board a lot of times. And the reason why we've done that so much is because we're built by students for students and by instructors for instructors. And that's the thing. With our instructors and our students being our primary stakeholders, we wanted to make sure we got it right. So we've had a lot of things where we had the mock-up, this is what we'd like to do, and here's an example of the assignment builder. Is it easy for you to use? What else would you like to see? And then we go back to the drawing board. And we've gotten a lot of great feature ideas of, well, this is what I'd like to be able to do as an instructor. And a lot of instructors share that same sentiment.
That's great.
So our goal, like I said, so right now we're in the initial development stage.
Okay.
And through the summer, we're going through an accelerator at Michigan State University, the Conquer Accelerator, and we'll be building the full app.
Nice.
And then we'll be ready for the fall of the school year.
Nice.
So it's exciting.
And what is your goal here at Collision?
Our goal at Collision is to really see the interesting resources that are available. So, for instance, Amazon, AWS, and a lot of the really interesting talks, and a lot of them are leveraged around technology and AI.
Yeah.
So we're really interested in seeing what other companies and organizations are doing with AI, because there are a lot of things that we could see how that could be applicable for learning a language.
Yeah. You get ideas.
Absolutely.
From a thing that's totally unrelated to what you're doing, but you're like, wow, I hadn't thought about processing that.
Well, that's the thing. Like on YouTube, when it recommends a video, we thought, can we recommend assignments for teachers to give their students? And it worked out great.
Sure.
So that's like how we came up with that.
That's great.
And it's just those things. And I think when you get a bunch of great minds together, a lot of great things come out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of the best parts about this conference is the ideas that come about.
Absolutely.
We were at an after party last year and we watched a company get founded.
That's awesome. And that's great. Just the energy that we've seen from the startup community.
Yeah.
My idea for Linko came a few years ago when I, as a French student, was looking to get back into French after 4 years. I wanted to study abroad in Paris. But like I said, I had no idea what I knew, what I need to work on. I made so many mistakes. And I ended up finding a great French tutor who was able to help me and figure that out. But the problem is not every student can have their own personal French tutor.
Right.
So it's not the most scalable method. And I thought, why can't we have a computer do this? And so I ended up going to Paris for 3 months in a completely French university, no English for 3 months. And that was the great thing. In just a few months, that French tutor had helped go from basically no French to speaking semi-fluently. And I thought, why can't we do that?
Yeah.
And so just, I think, 4 months ago is when the idea for Linko was really like launched, as far as we found it. First few angel investors, we put together our team and had a lot of great instructors who were interested in working on it.
That's awesome.
And we've really just taken off from there. Michigan State has been absolutely fundamental with helping us. And then just to see things like Collision to be able to really accelerate our growth, it's been great.
That's really cool. If somebody is interested in finding out more about the platform, how can
absolutely
they do that?
So linko.io, that's the best way to go. LINGCO.io. That has about what our platform is, it outlines our features, and then, of course, has our contact information to get in touch with us if you're interested.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Absolutely. Thank you
for your time. Hopefully Collision will be a big success for you.
I think it will be.
Excellent.
Right, thanks again.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.